is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the producer, the writer, the director, the voice of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, which came out in September of 2011. His latest movie is Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, which he posted on December 13th of last year. His websites are Reality Blogger, that's with one G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and clintforp.com, that's clintforpresident.com. The four is a numeral, and thecorporationnation.com. Don't forget to add the word the, thecorporationnation.com. And we were talking about vaccinations and about people actually waking up and doing the right thing, even if it costs them their job. Correct?
This is, it's kind of the basis of where I am today, because like you said, I gave up my job, of which I'd be making probably at least $100,000 a year at this point, making sounds for our propaganda industry, the movie industry. And I said, no, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to be a poor pauper and be an activist and do what I'm doing. And I'm glad I did. And I'm happier than I could have ever possibly been in that stagnant, horrific society called Los Angeles and Hollywood. And it basically boils down to, you know, we're all at this point so dependent on government that that it's a choice. It's a choice. We can either do our jobs and continue to support government basically killing us slowly, incrementally, or we can say, no, I don't want to be a part of that. And the more I think about this concept, the more I think that what's going to end up happening is that in America, we're headed for a new kind of civil war. And that is going to be a civil war between the people who support this system of basically murder, the system of government corporations, because they're getting paid to do so. And we're going to have basically the poor and the rich. And the rich are the ones that are going along with government. And the poor are going to be the people like myself who are going against it and saying, this has got to stop or it's going to destroy us. And that's, I think, where we're headed is a sort of civil war, a meeting of of two different types of personalities, one who cooperate despite their cognitive dissonance, and one who finally let go of their ego and say, this isn't right, and we need to literally stop supporting this structure that's literally killing us. I mean, that's...
Well, you know, you said something very interesting, that we are all so dependent upon this system, and you're right. I mean, the entire military or anybody in that industry is dependent on the continuation of war. That's how they live. That's how they make their money. There are whole towns, whole areas that are dependent upon a military base. You know, people work for the military base. And so, you know, we've changed from an agrarian society to a militaristic society. And you said, well, you know, when the poor stop depending on the government, well, a lot of the poor do depend on the government for food stamps, for all kinds of subsidies. But
more importantly, the rich depend on the government. And that's the scary part. See, most people who are... Well, you know, Louis Farrakhan, who I'm a big fan of, I love listening to that man. He basically put it this way. He said, you know, what they did with the black people in America.
Clint, could you hang on to that thought for just one second?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson. All righty, you were talking about, what were you talking about? It was something very important.
And I said, well, obviously,
hey,
Deanna,
hold
obviously,
that thought. Were you talking about
obviously
the town?
You thought it was the most important thing in the world, right?
Well, you know, during the break, I do, you know, I'm doing all kinds of other things, but you were talking about the Talmudic nature of the government and all the regulations.
Well, there's that. And that's one of the things that Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, yes, yes. I love that
which,
guy.
You know, a lot of people don't like this guy, but boy, if you start listening to what he has to say, you're going to be shocked at how right on this man is. And he's
absolutely
one of my favorite people to listen to.
Me too.
So he says basically we were talking about the wealthy. Not only the poor, see, this is the misconception. The poor are dependent on government, but in fact, the wealthy are even more dependent on government. Poor people can take care of themselves. Wealthy people who literally are making their dollars from government or from a government-owned corporation that's regulated by government,
The parasites?
Yeah, exactly. You're getting the benefits, you're getting the pensions, you're getting all these things. You're dependent on government for your wealth. And you're also dependent on many, many, many other people being poor so that you can be wealthy. And that's a very important thing for these people to understand. Now, I keep hoping that one of these wealthy people are going to wake up and say, hey, I want to give some money to Clint so that he can actually do some real damage because, you know, you can't do it without money. And the sooner you realize that that money is going to be not worthless, but it's not going to get you very far in the future with what's coming. You know, I don't know. But what Louis Farrakhan says is, you know, when the subjugation and the holding down and the beating down of black people, when the civil rights movement, and I'm not crazy about some of the affirmative action type of stuff, but when what they did, basically, according to Louis Farrakhan, is instead of keeping black people down, and African-American people down, you know, to a point where they're still basically slaves, they're just now indentured slaves, they started giving them money. Outrageous amounts of money, and they turned the whole music industry into something other than music, introduced this horrible thing that we call gangster rap, and made that popular without really, you know, to make something popular just means that you're forcing other people to listen to it. It's what you know, when you're talking about the music industry, it's not what people think, it's what the industry think. When you're talking about the fashion industry, it doesn't matter what you think is cool, it's what the fashion industry thinks is cool, and then you're going to think it's cool, you know, most people. So basically what he says is, yeah, we've given these people money now, so now they are what we refer to as house slaves. So you got part of the African-American community as house slaves, meaning that they are now dominant over their own brothers and sisters. Because they have money. They're dependent on government for that money, because without government, they don't have it. And they're also being indoctrinated into this whole system of idol worship and Luciferian you know, that's what's happened, is with this vast supply of money now, they have sucked people in to this almost this money cult, so that
it's same thing with sports figures.
Yes, very much.
Wow, very interesting. You know, what else is very interesting is that. With regards to, say, for instance, the NAACP, that was basically started by W.E.B. Du Bois, and then it was taken over within a year. It was taken over, like, in 1909 by a bunch of Jewish people, and they actually ran the entire board of operations. And they did not elect a black president until 1975. And so when you look at the whole history of it, you have to say, okay, why did they want to regulate the suppression of black Americans in this country? Why did they want to take charge of it and manage it? Was it so that they could drive it, so that they could drive a wedge between two peoples in the same country? You know, and something else that's very interesting is that before 1973 and the Supreme Court decision regarding abortion, most of the people that sought illegal abortions were white women. Following 1973 and following Margaret Sanger's work, specifically the Negro Project, following her work, And the propagandizing in the black community, more black women now get abortions than white women. And when they started the whole movement, it was all tied in with the eugenics movement, which, you know, was funded by the Harrimans and by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. And I mean, it's, you know, if people just looked at the history of anything.
I know, it's horrible, which is why when you see Barack Obama up there promoting Planned Parenthood, and then you compare Margaret Sanger's quote, which I don't have in front of me, but that is that is basically, we don't want the Negro population to know that we're trying to exterminate it by abortion, and now all of a sudden we have 50% or so of black babies being aborted. So, you know, for every baby that's born, one is aborted. I mean, whoa, that is population control if I've ever heard it.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. Okay. Her ethnic background is very interesting, too.
I have this book, finally. I apologize that I didn't
have it. Oh, right, the book.
I suppose I better put it into my memory, but you can get – it's funny. I just went to his site, and he has cyber attacks all the time, so his site is actually down right now, which is Mother Earth Minerals. And again, it's not a very large operation. He actually likes to kind of keep on the down low. But this book is absolutely it's a self-published book, and it's the absolute most one of the few moments in life where it really changed my whole perspective on everything with regards to this industry. It's called Wellness Secrets for Life, An Owner's Manual for the Human Body. Wellness Secrets for Life, An Owner's Manual for the Human Body. And it's by A. True Ott, PhD. And this thing, I'll tell you, just if you only read the first 35 pages of this book, you are going to be you know, as shocked as you ever will be with regards to what this industry is, what your body actually needs. It's just truly amazing stuff. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing. It's so important that I'm going to make a documentary, including him in it, explaining some of this stuff, because this is basically his whole life's work, with his PhD. And it's people have died for this information, and it's so important. So, like I said, I want to make some money so that I can keep doing what I'm doing. But all I really care about is that people get this book and start reading it. And if you know, I'm gonna put a link on my website for people to buy some products. But my God, just read this book, people. This is the most important health and nutrition book you will ever read. And it you know, like I said, it's one of those things. I hate supporting things. I hate the money concept, and that's why I've kept money out of my research, and I've kept it out. And at this point, I'm to the point where I have to start doing something to have an income, and this is it. And by all means, it has nothing to do with anything but getting people healthy, because I want to cry, because what I read in this book could have probably saved my father, to be honest.
Well, hey, it could save us all. I mean, when I look at some of the stuff that I've been reading this last month relating to health, and when I interviewed Dr. Rebecca Carley, and when I've talked to Dr. Peter Glidden, I think this is all such fabulous information that would prevent all of us from being ill and going to the hospital and doing all of the things that we've been trained to do. And so when people are newly converted to seeing this, I mean, I can understand your encouragement and your perceptions and your feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I've got several people, and again, I have to say it's experimental only, but I'm like, look, I believe that I can.
Hey, doctors practice medicine. If that's not experimental, I don't know what is.
Well, yeah, what they're doing on my father right now is experimental. They're lowering his temperature, giving
him
drugs.
Which is outrageous.
I know. They're going to give him drugs right now
because
he's having seizures. They're going to give him drugs that are going to completely stop all brainwave activity.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Doesn't that mean brain? So the idea, of course, is preventative, you know, taking care of yourself in the first place,
sure.
Obviously. But this stuff is actually, I don't know. I'm going to get all passionate and everything. I don't want to do that. But it's really.
It's understandable, given that your father is in the hospital right now. It's understandable that you would be passionate about this. And that's okay. Clint, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Keep
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Welcome back. Our guest is Clint Richardson. We do have a caller who's also pretty passionate about a lot of things. Should we take a phone call?
Sure.
Alrighty, let's take Lark from Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Deanna. Hello, Clint.
Hello.
Well, my goodness. I have been taking notes.
We're all over the place, so your notes are probably all crazy, huh?
No, I adore Deanna, and I really respect you, Clint.
Well, I appreciate it.
Many of the themes that you sound are themes that I've been sounding for many years, and it was only until I took action and eventually dropped out of the system in 2006. I've even had time to start making sense of all of this.
Yeah, isn't that the most basic truth there is? Self-evident truth is that you cannot learn while you're working three jobs and trying to compete with the system that they've set up for us. I mean, what better system to make you and me and everyone else to dumb down? I mean, really?
Well, I just want to bring up three threads, if I can, just real quick, and I tend to be wordy, so just stop me, Deanna.
We'll just cut you. If all of a sudden your phone line goes dead, you'll know that you were getting too wordy, right?
That's right.
I'm teasing you.
Yeah, I oftentimes The show runs out before my words end, so
she's never cut me off, so you should be fine.
I just want to say that in the totalitarian system that we have coming to the fore, that all of us are seeing, we're all witnessing, it is a it can be likened to a Babylonian Talmudic system of totalitarian control, because this is in actuality what communitarian law is all about. In such a system, they have to essentially outlaw something called the Golden Rule, that we know as the Golden Rule, and also the notion that all men are equal before the eyes of God. And of course, God for them is the government, because in a Babylonian Talmudic system, they are the governance system. In other words, they're the managers of your life. I also want to say that if I can help you, Clint, there has to be a strategy. You need to get your dad out of the hospital, my friend. Diane is he's absolutely right. I speak from experience. I lost every member of my family because they trusted their doctors. And I have studied this system for a long time, because since I've been a teenager, and I'm in my late 50s now, I have been railing against the system. When I was 14, 15 years old, I announced to my parents, who wanted me to become a lawyer, that how could I do such a thing? It was immoral. And the same, my dad was in the medical industry. And there was always a great divide between us, because I knew it to be an immoral system. It isn't. It's absolutely a poisonous system, and I don't know how to say it, except that I really want to help you get your dad out of the hospital. There has to be a strategy that's workable, because your dad's at risk, and I can tell because of how they changed the standard of care on him when you made mention that the insurance company is trying to say that he didn't actually have a heart attack. That's so that they can change the standard of care on him. You only have to look into the transhumanist agenda, which is the old eugenics agenda, transform with a new word, and then also look into Ezekiel Emanuel's idea of ethics. He's absolutely a bioethicist. He's a bioethicist, and he's a devotee of what's called utilitarianism, which is utilitarianism with the letter F. You don't find a lot on the internet about it, because most of it is, they just won't allow it to be published.
Sure.
In fact, they removed it from Wikipedia. There was an entry on it, but it's since been removed. But
let me just say that basically what you're talking about can be transferred over. Of course, if you just read the Talmud, and if you just read the Protocols of Zion, you will see that it was a blueprint for everything that's happening in our society, from the subversion of the family to the takeover of government, from the transfer, and most importantly, I think, from the transfer of government over to something else, to replace the government with basically private structure. And probably most importantly, when it comes to that, is Agenda 21. Because Agenda 21, literally, if you look, your city is probably part of either ICLEI or some other, you know, United Nations agenda thing. And this sustainable development and Agenda 21 are obviously synonymous. Smart meters being the hot topic at the moment.
Oh, guys, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm sorry to interrupt. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
All righty, welcome back. And I think we still have Lark on the phone. Let me just quickly read an email from one of our more astute listeners, Bob. He says, Clint made a comment about health problems intentionally caused by the FDA-approved products is spot on. There can be no doubt that the Jew world order is waging a population reduction war. Agenda 21, control of medicine, law, education, money, constant wars for the benefit of Israel, bankers, and corporate interest. The list is endless of the evil atrocities being foisted upon us. And these evil atrocities are increasing in frequency and becoming even more evil. Bruce Campbell's advocacy of taking out the CFR is the position of a wimp and a pansy compared to what the SOB Jews and Zionists and their dupes are doing to the Gentile civilization. It is way past time to clean house. It is nothing more and nothing less than self-defense. And I believe Clint is also correct when he says there will be a civil war. It's going to get ugly, very ugly. Thanks, Bob. Okay, your comments.
It's between, that civil war is between people who have and people who have not. And the reason that they have or have not is because they're awake, moral, and just. And I hope that those people win, that we win. Now, when we're talking about morals and ethics especially, again, that Agenda 21 thing is probably the is if there's one thing that we could probably use to clean house, it would be Agenda 21, because basically Agenda 21 is your local governments and your state and federal governments signing contracts for this foreign body to take over. So all of our things are, you know, all the things that get approved now are from the United Nations, not from government. And let me just, I know that probably people have tackled this before. I know you've had Vicki Davis on the show before, but let's just reaffirm this by a few quotes here. The sustainable Agenda 21 itself, sustainable development, states that poverty is a major cause and effect of environmental problems. So we, being poor, are a problem for the environment. It then blames nations like the United States for consuming too much and having too much wealth, much of it in the form of private property. The report concludes that the only way to make the future sustainable is to reduce America's living standards and to transfer America's wealth to developing nations. Now, that report was from way back when in what? Geez, I don't even remember what year it was. Yeah, I mean, so we can see that that has been put into fruition over many, many, many years. J. Gary Lawrence, who was an advisor to President Clinton's Council on Sustainable Development, he said, participating in a United Nations advocated planning process would very likely bring out many, that means us, who would actively work to defeat any elected official undertaking local Agenda 21. So we will call our process something else, such as comprehensive planning, growth management, or, how about smart growth? Oh, that'll fool the people. Then the people won't come out of the woodwork and say, hey, you're working with Agenda 21, which means that you're signing contracts and treaties with a foreign body, a foreign corporate structure, who is then regulating the laws of America. This is, if there's one thing that we could possibly clean house with, it would be this treason of our elected officials going under the rule and treatise of the United Nations.
Right.
Under our American, I'm reading this now because I've been writing this, under our American constitutional ideals, the rights of the people are inherent. And I say ideals because, you know, we've talked about the Constitution before, but the idea of God-given rights, under that ideal, the rights of the people are inherent to the nature of man, being a natural-born man. God-given rights, which are completely unalienable. But when we look at the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights for people, it is the same as Talmudic. It is the same as the Talmudic definition of what the rights of man are. And that's basically this. The people of the world are a global society. The United Nations believes that man's rights are granted by other men, and because of this, they can be taken away by other men. Does that not sound exactly like what we're in right now? When we say, hey, government, what you're doing is unconstitutional. No, well, yeah, it is. That's because we've signed treaties and we're implementing Agenda 21 United Nations concepts like the Declaration of Human Rights, which says you have no rights because they can be taken away by men. UN charters state that rights, and this is a quote, this is right from the charters, it says rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. I'm going to say that again. UN charters say rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Okay,
right.
Not the Constitution.
I think, I'm sorry to interrupt, but John Foster Dulles, I believe in 1952-53, said that treaties take precedent over the Constitution, and yet nobody seems to recognize that that is what he said, and that that is what has been going on since that date.
Right. So every time we say, oh, that's unconstitutional, why are they doing that? Why are the courts doing that? Well, it's because the courts are the Bar Association. There is no court. It's copyrighted private law that is based on something that is also foreign, the Bar Association out of out of London, England.
Yeah.
London. So Harvey Rubin, I mean, talk about a quote. This is ICLEA, and Salt Lake County, where I live, is part of ICLEA, I-C-L-E-A, the Executive Committee. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Harvey Rubin said, individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Basically, this Agenda 21, the whole purpose of it is to take away property rights. And so all, you know, people are complaining about smart meters. People are complaining about these things. And the real solution, the real problem is that we are completely dependent upon government for our power use. Okay, our gas, our electric is either owned by the government because they've purchased these power companies, or government has controlling stock in these corporations. Government then regulates the industry. And now, poor old Vicki Davis up there, if I read this correctly, had the sheriff come to her house.
Yes.
And force her to put a smart meter, which emits radiation, onto her home, because otherwise she's going to have to pay outrageous prices for her power or not have power at all. So our dependence on government is what is going to start this war. People are going to say, oh, it's just a meter, it's not doing any harm, because they refuse to do the research. And people like me are going to be called crazy. Oh, there's no radiation coming out of those things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the war that is happening.
Yes.
And it is, and we need to take it deadly serious, because eventually it's going to come to a head and there is going to be this civil war. And that was the plan all along, if you ask me. I've never been worried about the military coming with their guns blazing and their tanks. I've
they don't
always
need to.
Been worried about people. Always been worried about the people.
Right. Is Lark still on? Lark?
Yeah, I'll weigh in just for a little bit and then let get off if you like.
I talk more than you.
We have some other callers, so would you like to make some concluding remarks or a question?
Well, I just want to echo Clint's sentiments. You know, RBN listeners have often heard this war being characterized as a spiritual war. Well, that word spirit comes from the word breath. And so I like to say that it is indeed a spiritual war, and that war being who will have breath, who will not. And when I use that word constitutional, or unconstitutional rather, I oftentimes substitute the word unconscionable.
Yeah.
Last word about MAP, this modified atmospheric packaging. I used to be in that industry, and I could tell you that that type of packaging is the only type of packaging which produces an anaerobic environment in the only dangerous pathogen that can kill you, that can thrive in an anaerobic environment as far as foodborne illness is concerned, is botulism.
Wonderful. Tell people what anaerobic means.
No oxygen.
There you go. Oxidizing.
Thanks,
oxidizing is what will destroy, you know, it's just crazy.
I could talk to the two of you for hours, but I'll get off. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Lark. Appreciate it. Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna and Clint.
Hello.
I always love hearing Clint when he's on.
Me too.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with John Quaid? He was an actor. He was in a lot of movies. He was in Roots. He was in Clint Eastwood movies. He played usually a bad guy.
What do they call that? Not a main actor, but an alternative actor?
Character actor?
Yeah.
Character.
Anyways, he was in the Patriot Movement. He died in 2009, but he was in the Journal Society. And there's a couple of his videos on YouTube. I recommend you guys watching it.
What's the name again?
His name is John Quaid.
Q-U-A-D, or?
It's Q-U-A-D-E.
Okay.
And he was speaking at the Preparedness Expo back in 94 in Utah. And then there's another one of them speaking to the Journal Society in Texas in 95. And is really good, and it's really, if you heard his speech, I mean, he's really getting down on the church if he was a professing Christian. I mean, he was getting down on the 501c3 and how Christians are not speaking out. This is back in 94, and they're still not speaking out today.
Well, because your corporation's under the government's thumb.
Right. And, you know, he says we have no right calling ourselves patriots if we don't speak up and work together.
Well, I agree.
It's really good, though. The videos are really good, and I'm going to make it into a video because it's in 9 parts.
Okay.
And I'll send that to you, to both of you, later once they get
it together.
Okay,
thank you.
But it's time for Christians, the ones that truly are Christians, that are really trying to live for God and have God in their life. We need to stand up because all it takes is good men to do nothing for evil to take over.
Well, it's taken
and that's
over.
What's happening.
Yeah, yes. It's definitely taken over. And when you say Christian, you aren't referring to a religion. You're referring to something that's inside, and that is nothing that can be written down. It's nothing that can be forced on somebody. Either are or you aren't. I mean, that's the bottom line, and it has nothing to do with your church. Just remember that, people.
No. No, it's a relationship that you have with God, a personal relationship. No one can teach you that. Only God can teach you that. Only Yeshua and Yahweh can teach you that.
Okay. Well, appreciate your call, Barry, as always.
Yes. So please watch those videos. I recommend them. And thank you for the putting the email out about the plastic on the food.
Yeah,
yes,
it's very important.
Somebody else.
I'll tell you, that's above all right now. I want that spread around as much as possible. I want some of these like natural foods, natural news, excuse me. I'd very much like for those guys to get a hold of it. I'm hoping about that because it really it needs to be explored, and I'm not the person, you know, that can expose it like some of these bigger news sites can.
Yeah.
So please, anyone, start sending them. Start sending it out because it is very important.
Okay.
If I could say one more thing.
Sure.
I've gone back to eating natural food. I mean, like fresh food, fruits and vegetables and once I've done that, my stomach has cleared up.
Good.
I don't have the problems with my stomach like I used to. And there's so much processed food, so much crap in our food that we have to supplement it with good minerals and organic and herbs and things that you guys
everything
have been talking
about.
Everything
we can. About. Just as Clint was talking about.
Because
they're trying to kill us, and we can combat it.
Right. Okay, thanks, Barry. Appreciate your call.
All right, have a great day, both of you.
You take too.
Care. Bye-bye.
All righty, let's take Alex in Texas. Alex, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you, guys, for taking my call. I'm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're talking about advertising $1,000 in coupons because they just want to have a survey on what people are buying. And I'm just kind of curious, I mean, why do they need to know what people are buying and, you know, just $1,000 worth of coupons? I mean, what do they need to know about it, I'm wondering. I'm just kind of, I want to throw that out to you guys.
I would think that people, they know what we're buying because everything is scanned. I mean, everything has a barcode on it.
Well, not only that, it has the RFID chips half the time, so they can drive by your house and tell what's in your house. I mean,
yeah.
Those things are only the size of a dot of an eye. So, you know, that is probably the most, if there's anything that these guys, these corporations and the the unmentionables spend money on, is that type of polling and advertising. I mean, the whole concept of a poll, for instance, is to guide public opinion. It is not to see who wants to vote for what. It is to say, oh, this person's ahead in the polls. That's it. So these types of things, when we're talking about basically research and development is what this falls under, and that's that so much money goes into that, it's incredible. So they're literally trying to perfect the market in a way that it gets the most people, the products and the packaging and everything else, to get the most people to buy their product. And it's worth paying $1,000, trust me, in the long run.
Wow. Okay. And another thing is that you guys mentioned about...
Alex, we'll have to hold you over the break. We'll be right back. We have a three-minute break, so stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendovite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty, we are back. And we have Alex on the phone. You want to conclude your remarks? We're in our last segment.
Yeah, I kind of have maybe two more comments. I know you guys mentioned about the plasticizing that everything, a lot of people use things are plastic. And I've kind of moved myself to moving away from that. I have more glass and, cast iron, those things like that. I've within the past year, kind of moved all the things from my home. But, I'm married, so there's a house that's kind of divided. But anyway, my next comment is I also noticed you guys have mentioned about the hemp and how is considered the 25,000 useless plant. I wrote a paper on that in one of my courses, and kind of opened the eyes of some of the individuals or students there. And as I was doing my paper, I was doing like an intro and doing a kind of class introduction, and I kind of asked the class, "Hey, wouldn't you like to have the fact of that you can make your own clothing?" And some of the class was like, "No," and just by me saying that, I was kind of baffled. Like, you got to be kidding me. You want to continue to depend on other people making things for you and the clothing that you can be independent. And then a lot of people, they don't want to be independent. They want to be dependent upon something.
Well, we've kind of all been trained that way, don't you think, Clint?
Well, when you can have Mexican or poor black African or some Chinese, you know, out there, some brown-skinned person or yellow-skinned person making 2 cents a day make it for you. Why would you want to make your own clothes? I mean, really, again, your wealth and your the ability to buy these clothes is dependent on that poor Chinese people or that poor person in Northern Africa. Wherever the United States has taken over and built up these corporations, it's dependent on those people being in abject poverty, making less than a dollar a day to make your clothes. So, okay, fine. If you want to do that, great. As long as you know it, as long as you understand it, and as long as you know that it stains your soul, then fine. Go ahead and do it.
All right. And there was a YouTube video that's showing Henry Ford develop a car from hemp. I think it was 93% to 97% of that vehicle that he made back in 1902, before, you know, I mean, the individuals started taking over the automobile industry. It was 93% of the vehicle was made from hemp.
And then you could power the vehicle with hemp fuel if you went so far as to do that, and you could cover the seats with hemp fabric. I mean, yeah, it's crazy, crazy. Yeah. Like I said, my dream is to one day see all of these bankers in their fancy little suits, all these people that are supporting that industry, become hemp farmers. That would make my day.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Alex, for your call. Appreciate it.
You know,
have a good day.
One comment on that is, you know, the reason that they used to call people blue bloods is because the rich, the wealthy, would drink and eat from silverware, silver pitchers, silver forks, silver plates. The reason they did that is because silver kills pathogens. So people used to put their silver dollars in a pitcher of water and nothing.
Exactly. Now we call it colloidal silver.
Right. So now we're eating off plastic instead of something that actually helps us. So it's all, we've been so.
Clint, we've run out of time.
We never have enough time.
I know. We could just talk all day.
We didn't even talk about school districts.
Yeah, okay. Next time we'll talk about that.
All right. Thank you, Dean.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.